Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 241, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. My song forever shall record the tender mercies of the Lord. Thy faithfulness will I proclaim, and every age shall know thy name. And what follows, Psalter 241, the first three stanzas.
Thank you.
a portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Psalm 102. First, the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord, thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Psalm 102. A prayer of the afflicted when he is overwhelmed and poureth out his complaint before the Lord. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come unto thee. Hide not thy face from me in the day when I am in trouble. Incline thy ear unto me in the day when I call. Answer me speedily. For my days are consumed like smoke, and my bones are burned as an hearth. My heart is smitten and withered like grass, so that I forget to eat my bread. By reason of the voice of my groaning, my bones cleave to my skin. I am like a pelican of the wilderness. I am like an owl of the desert. I watch and am as a sparrow alone upon the housetop. Mine enemies reproach me all the day, and they that are mad against me are sworn against me. For I have eaten ashes like bread, and mingled my drink with weeping. Because of thine indignation and thy wrath, for thou hast lifted me up and cast me down. My days are like a shadow that declineth, and I am withered like grass. But thou, O Lord, shalt endure forever, and thy remembrance unto all generations. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. For thy servants take pleasure in her stones, and favor the dust thereof. So the heathen shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth thy glory. When the Lord shall build up Zion, he shall appear in his glory. He will regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer. This shall be written for the generation to come, and the people which shall be created shall praise the Lord. For he hath looked down from the height of a sanctuary. From heaven did the Lord behold the earth, to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to loose those that are appointed to death, to declare the name of the Lord in Zion, and his praise in Jerusalem. When the people are gathered together, and the kingdoms to serve the Lord. He weakened my strength in the way. He shortened my days. I said, O my God, take me not away in the midst of my days. Thy years are throughout all generations. Of old thou wast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou shalt endure. Yea, all of them shall wax old like a garment. As a vesture shalt thou change them, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall have no end. The children of thy servant shall continue, and their seed shall be established before thee. We hope to remember in prayer Miranda Vandenberg, who was in the ICU in the hospital in Cleveland with different concerns. Mr. Johann Klock, who was scheduled for spinal surgery this Thursday in Spain. Mrs. Helen Klock, who was scheduled to begin her immunotherapy treatments this Thursday. Mr. Harmon Lusink, who was scheduled for a pacemaker procedure this Friday in Calgary. And Jared Avis, who was spared in an accident and has a concussion. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. Our Lord of the heavens and of all the earth, than it is in the way of thy great mercy, in the way of thy divine providence, and in the way of thy patient long suffering, that thou wast given unto us and our dear children another Lord's day, and that in this morning hour that the doors of thy house have been opened by renewal, and then thou yet maketh the difference with so many upon the face of the earth, where in the past week that thou wast spared all of us, although a young man has come in an accident, then thou wast wonderfully spared, made a difference where there is no difference. And, our Lord, we humbly ask thee that thou may grant healing, strengthening, and patience. And then thou wert speaking unto him in a special way, my son, give me thy heart. And then we humbly beg of thee that this serious calling, that it may have been used, that it may be used for the welfare, for the saving of his never dying soul. Wilt thou remember all those that are near and dear unto him? Then thou wast also granted in this past week that a young couple, they have come up to thy house. They were united in holy matrimony, and this may be their first Lord's Day as husband and wife in our Lord. May it please thee that it may be a special and unforgettable Lord's Day, and that shall be when thy word by thy Spirit may be blessed to their hearts. And Lord, what is necessary for them, that is necessary for each and every one of us as we hasten on our journey to that never-ending eternity. And then we humbly beg thee in this morning that it may be experienced in special ways, in the way of thy mercy, and by the way of thy power, that the Savior is risen indeed, that he may gather his church, and thou shalt remember thy Zion. But may it be in special ways. Then we have heard out of thy holy word the low condition of the psalmist, but then he was given to explain, but thou shalt endure forever. They have spoken of the set time to favor thy Zion. May that be in this hour, and that in the proclamation of the audible gospel, that it may be blessed to the hearts of young and old, but also in the way of the visible gospel, wherein this morning by renewal, that the sacrament of holy baptism hopes to be administered. And then we commend the parents unto thee. Lord, grant them humble and broken hearts, where there are parents who have received a child for the first time in their married life after waiting a few years, others by renewal, and even a father and mother whom thou hast granted a double blessing. And, Lord, all those children, together with the parents, they stand in need of the same thing. And what is so needful that may be so richly proclaimed by the everlasting King in our midst? And to that end, we humbly ask thee that thou may do for those little children what is signified in the sacrament and that is to be washed and cleansed in the precious blood of thy dear Son. Thou knowest how it has been in a week of preparation for these parents. May there have been a speaking and a fervent bowing of the knees, O humbling begging of thee, that thou may make it a special day, and that also for the parents they may be given to see the privilege and the riches that is proclaimed in the sacrament, but also profound impressions of their responsibility, and who is sufficient unto these things. Thou knowest how it is in their hearts when they are called upon to make that oath by the first time and by renewal. Ah, may they be found many times at thy throne of grace, and that it may please thee by thy free and sovereign grace to work from generation to generation. And so we commend unto thee the grandparents and the great-grandparents with their increased blessings, but also with their increased responsibility. Ah, Lord, then it is also thy work in the hearts of the older ones that the upcoming generation may be bound in a special way upon the hearts, but the older generation that is also a generation that stands in need of the same thing, where they are coming closer to the end of their journey, wilt thou so work powerfully and wonderfully in the hearts of young and old. We commend unto thee all the mothers with the unborn. Wilt thou graciously remember them, watch over them, and in due time bless and gladden the parents. With thy deeds teach us more and more how dependent we are upon everything. And Lord, then the needs are also many. Then by renewal in this morning hour, then the list was long. Oh, in the past, there have been many a weeks where there were none in the hospital, but now there are many. Then by renewal, we commend unto thee the daughter at the beginning of the week, much encouragement, but now some setbacks. We humbly ask thee, may the means be blessed. Wilt thou also uphold the parents, and may it be for the saving of souls. A young father with his wife and children, they have also in the past week traveled to a faraway country, and where surgery is scheduled, ah, Lord, then we humbly ask thee, wilt thou guide the hand of the physician. May it be accompanied with prayer, and that the means may be blessed, that thou may be a surprising God, and that it may also be for the saving of their souls. We remember a mother that hopes to begin her treatments in this week. Ah, thou knowest the fears, the worries, but wilt thou go with her, and may those means be blessed. The calling sanctified, remember her as a widow. We commend unto thee the father, who also is scheduled to go to the hospital toward the end of this week. May it prosper in thy hand. Wilt thou remember him together with his dear wife? Remember them for body and for soul. Wilt thou remember all under the physician's care? The circumstances are known unto thee. We commend unto thee sick relatives. We remember all the elderly ones. We remember all the mourning ones in our Lord. When we may be prosperous at this moment, health and strength, no empty places in the family circle, although we are all living outside of paradise, that we may be given to often pause and consider all thy mercies, and may it be the goodness of the Lord that leadeth us to repentance. We may also thank thee, whereby renewal thou hast given moisture for the thirsty earth. May we be given to see thy special hand therein, and humbled under thy goodness. And may it be all thy mercies that may bring us closer to thy word, and that it may be used for the coming of thy kingdom, because, our Lord, thou knowest, thou can send the greatest mercy surround us by thy goodness. Thou can come with the greatest afflictions, great judgments, and, our Lord, without thy Spirit, it is true, can be troubled for a little while, but we continue on that broad way. And may it all be used together with thy holy word for the conversion of us and our children. And now we humbly ask thee, Lord, for thy gracious help with the administration of word and sacraments. And wilt thou pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. We shall now read the form for the administration of baptism, which you can find on page 126 in the back of the Psalter. The principal parts of the doctrine of holy baptism are these three. First, that we with our children are conceived and born in sin, and therefore are children of wrath, insomuch that we cannot enter into the kingdom of God except we are born again. This, the dipping in or sprinkling with water teaches us, whereby the impurity of our souls is signified, and we admonish to loathe and humble ourselves before God, and seek for our purification and salvation without ourselves. Secondly, holy baptism witnesseth and sealeth unto us the washing away of our sins through Jesus Christ. Therefore we are baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. For when we are baptized in the name of the Father, God the Father witnesseth and sealeth unto us that he doth make an eternal covenant of grace with us and adopts us for his children and heirs, and therefore will provide us with every good thing and avert all evil or turn it to our profit. And when we are baptized in the name of the Son sealeth unto us that he doth wash us in his blood from all our sins, incorporating us into the fellowship of his death and resurrection, so that we are freed from all our sins and accounted righteous before God. In like manner, when we are baptized in the name of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost assures us by this holy sacrament that he will dwell in us and sanctify us to be members of Christ, applying unto us that which we have in Christ, namely the washing away of our sins and the daily renewing of our lives, till we shall finally be presented without spot or wrinkle among the assembly of the elect in life eternal. Thirdly, whereas in all covenants there are contained two parts, therefore are we by God through baptism admonished of and obliged unto new obedience, namely, that we cleave to this one God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, that we trust in him and love him with all our hearts, with all our souls, with all our mind, and with all our strength, that we forsake the world, crucify our old nature, and walk in a new and holy life. And if we sometimes, through weakness, fall into sin, we must not therefore despair of God's mercy, nor continue in sin, since baptism is a seal and undoubted testimony that we have an eternal covenant of grace with God. And although our young children do not understand these things, we may not therefore exclude them from baptism, for as they are without their knowledge partakers of the condemnation in Adam, so are they again received unto grace in Christ. As God speaketh unto Abraham, the father of all the faithful, and therefore unto us and our children, saying, I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee in their generations for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. Genesis 17, verse 7. This also the apostle Peter testifieth with these words, for the promises unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Acts 2, verse 39. Therefore God formerly commanded them to be circumcised, which was a seal of the covenant and of the righteousness of faith. And therefore Christ also embraced them, laid his hands upon them, and blessed them. Mark 10. Since then baptism is come in the place of circumcision, therefore infants are to be baptized as heirs of the kingdom of God and of his covenant. And parents are in duty bound further to instruct their children herein when they shall arrive to years of discretion. That therefore this holy ordinance of God may be administered to his glory, to our comfort, and to the edification of his church, let us call upon his holy name. O almighty and eternal God, thou who hast according to thy severe judgment punished the unbelieving and unrepentant world with the flood, and hast according to thy great mercy saved and protected believing Noah and his family, thou who hast drowned the obstinate Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, and hast led thy people Israel through the midst of the sea upon dry ground, by which baptism was signified, we beseech thee that thou wilt be pleased of thine infinite mercy graciously to look upon these children and incorporate them by thy Holy Spirit into thy Son Jesus Christ, that he may be buried with him into his death and be raised with him in newness of life, that they may daily follow him, joyfully bearing their cross, and cleave unto him in true faith, firm hope, and ardent love, that they may with a comfortable sense of thy favor leave this life, which is nothing but a continual death, and at the last day may appear without tear before the judgment seat of Christ thy Son, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with thee and the Holy Ghost, one only God, lives and reigns forever. Amen. We now ask the parents to arise. Beloved in the Lord Jesus Christ, you have heard that baptism is an ordinance of God to seal unto us and to our seed his covenant. Therefore, it must be used for that end and not out of custom or superstition, that it may then be manifest that you are thus minded. You are to answer sincerely to these questions. First, whether you acknowledge that although our children are conceived and born in sin, and therefore are subject to all miseries, yea, to condemnation itself, yet that they are sanctified in Christ, and therefore, as members of his church, ought to be baptized? Secondly, whether you acknowledge the doctrine which is contained in the Old and New Testaments and in the articles of the Christian faith and which is taught here in this Christian church to be the true and perfect doctrine of salvation? Thirdly, whether you promise and intend to see these children when come to the years of discretion, instructed and brought up in the aforesaid doctrine, or help or cause them to be instructed to the utmost of your power? What is your answer before the Lord and in the midst of this congregation? Father the cock, Mother the cock, Father Oscom, Mother Oscom, Father Van Dyck, Mother Van Dyck, Father Vandenberg, Mother Vandenberg, Father Vossenbelt, and Mother Vossenbelt. Fathers and mothers, mothers, you may sit down. Fathers and mothers, then in this morning hour, then you have manifold reasons to become so small and to be humbled under the goodness of the Lord. Were the Lord has spared life, where the Lord has given life for the first time in your married life, also by renewal, and even to a father and mother, a double blessing. And parents, may I ask you, how has it now been in this past week? Because for you it was a week of preparation. Has there been much speaking? And has there been a little begging? That you have asked the Lord on this special day, where in a special way you may present your little child before the Lord to receive thrice holy name upon their little foreheads, and also the seal and the sign of the covenant. We have commemorated in the past week concerning the Lord Jesus Christ, that he is risen indeed, and that is also evident in this morning hour, that as the living King and Savior, in the midst of all the enmity of the devil and the world, that sacrament which Christ has instituted, that it may still be administered in this morning hour, declaring the wonderful works of the Lord, and that the living Savior, that he is still gathering a church. All I read of that Savior in Isaiah 45, verse 21, a just God and a Savior, also declared the water, we have heard it, that our children are unclean. Job 14, verse 4, who can bring a clean out of an unclean? But then parents, then in this morning hour, then the risen and the living Savior, then he is given to declare, proclaim such a rich and such a free salvation, oh, on the day of the resurrection. Then Christ has spoken to those disciples and to the church, peace be unto thee. And then he has also shown them pierced hands, pierced feet, and pierced side. And now the Savior in this morning, with the administration of the sacrament of holy baptism, then he is given to declare that peace, the way whereby that peace is possible. And parents, that is so needful for us and our children. Then what maketh us to differ? That the living King, that he still proffers peace and pardon, and that is only possible because before the resurrection, the death of that dear Savior, it is all declared in the sacrament of the holy baptism. And now concerning that risen Savior, that risen King, we have heard that he also provides, in his providence, and also in the way of his common mercies. We must understand it rightly, because of Christ's merits, then the world must still stand, there must still be love, still family circles, children born, that church that is lying under the seal of election, then it shall be brought forth. and our parents, our rich proclamation, but now it is necessary for us, all parents, we have a great God, a risen Savior. May you be given to often to beg of the Lord great things for your family. We are all traveling to eternity, and we are all hastening through the time. But now it is needful that by the work of the Spirit, that he becomes our Savior by the way of regeneration, by the way of choice, by the way of revelation, by the way of application, and in the way of confession, that his great and worthy name may be praised. To that end, fathers and mothers, who is sufficient unto these things, the Lord grant his gracious help with your little children. May there be those times when you hold your little ones and your other children, that you may be given to sprinkle them with your tears. When the Lord has spared your whole family, but also profound impressions that you are holding eternity in your hands, the Lord has promised to work from generation to generation. Fathers, you may also sit down. Grandparents and great-grandparents, also a special service and a special morning for you. When you may be given to witness that your seed may receive the sign and the seal of the covenant, an increased blessing. And what a privilege it is when grandparents and great-grandparents, when they may be truly humbled thereunder, together with a profound sense of their responsibility. Families traveling to eternity, and then for the older generation, many times when we use that expression from generation to generation, then we many times think of the younger people, but older ones, you are also a generation. You are also included in those generations. And then also when the sacrament is administered, then grandparents and great-grandparants, then they also do well to examine their hearts, whether they have received the things signified, whether by the work of the Holy Spirit they have become a poor, a needy, and undone sinner that needs to be washed in the precious blood of the dear Son of God. Congregation, by renewal, we may witness the sacrament. And then the devil, because the devil is also a faithful churchgoer. And then you can understand that the devil is not so happy and not so glad when he sees that little children who in their covenant had Adam, have given their hand to the devil, that they may receive the name of a thrice holy God upon their little foreheads, and that the devil can never erase. But what does the devil now do? Because the devil knows that the Lord especially gathers his church under the external administration of the covenant of grace. The devil also knows the Bible very well. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Then the devil, we must not blame the devil for everything. It's also our heart. But then he shall try to do his best, that fathers and mothers may be very busy, and that they do not take so much time to instruct their dear children in the things of the Lord. And when they become older, with all the temptations and the wiles of the devil, that he shall try to draw those away with a baptized forehead from under the truth, that even the name of the Lord may be blasphemed. And therefore, congregation, how necessary that we are given to pray much, to ask the Lord for his help. Fathers and mothers, by renewal, you have heard what you have promised. No, it is not ask whether we are perfect parents. It's not ask, but ask whether you do your utmost. And to that end, so necessary that we stand together, shoulder to shoulder. We have heard it in this morning. We hear it every Lord's Day morning, the second commandment, that the Lord is a jealous God, visiting the iniquity upon the fathers unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me. Ah, the sacrament of holy baptism. It is a visible gospel, and may it please the Lord to use it in this morning hour to that end. Oh, have sinners come up to his house in this morning, burdened with their sins, profound thoughts, then it may be declared in the sacrament that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cleanses from all sins. And people of God, when it may be used to that end, then we may join in with that thanksgiving prayer. We thank thee, Father, that thou wast forgiven us and our children all our sins through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And now for the people of God, concerning that Savior, we read, when the soldiers have pierced his side, that there came out blood and water. And now the Lord has a people upon the earth that need those precious merits in the way of justification, that their sins may be pardoned, but also in the way of sanctification, to each time flee to that fountain of blood for cleansing. May the Lord use the sacrament for that end. While the children are being brought in, we ask the congregation to sing of Psalter 425, and there of the six stanza, the Lord his covenant people planted in lands of nations which he granted, that they his statutes might observe, nor from his laws might ever swerve. And what follows, Psalter 425, stanza 6. in this morning hour, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Psalm 102 and there of the 18th verse. This shall be written for the generation to come, and the people which shall be created shall praise the Lord. Our text words speak of what is written for the generations to come, with three thoughts. In the first place, what was written for the generations to come. In the second place, the obligations respecting the generations to come. And in the third place, the resulting praise by the generations to come. What was written for the generations to come? What was written? The obligations and the resulting praise by the generations to come. Beloved congregation, then this solemn can be divided into two parts. The first 11 verses and the remaining verses. And then we read over this solemn in the subscription that it was a solemnist that he was given to write of one that was afflicted, overwhelmed, and that he was given to bring his complaint to the Lord. John Flavel has written in a certain place that we may never complain of the Lord, but that we are allowed and called to bring our complaints to the Lord. And then the psalmist has spoken of his troubles, of his afflictions, that he was brought in the depths. In verse 10, he was given to speak of the Lord's indignation, but also that the Lord has lifted him up. In verse 11, that his days were like a shadow. But then the psalmist, by true saving faith, by the work of the Spirit, and then he was given to soar upon the wings of faith. Look above the circumstances. Look outside of himself. And then in verse 12, then we read that precious but, and that but that is the only hope for us and our children, parents. There can be times that we are overwhelmed when we look at everything that has taken place upon this world, all the troubles for daily life. But then in this chapter, then we hear of a precious but. And with the administration of the sacrament of holy baptism, then that but may be declared. O congregation, young and old, boys and girls, young people, middle-aged and elderly ones, that but of free and sovereign grace, that is the only hope for us and our children, all remain where that but may be declared, because in this solemn, It is also a messianic psalm, where the verses 25 and 26, where they are quoted in Hebrews 1, where it refers to the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, in that but, then we may behold the resurrection of Christ. Ah, those first verses, what a description of the church at the latter days of the Lord Jesus Christ, when he was crucified on the cross, when he has died, when he is buried. Ah, then for the women, for the disciples, then we find those first 11 verses. But then for the church, oh, it was a promise, but by a faithful and a risen Savior. Then our text words, this latter part of this psalm that has been fulfilled on the day of the resurrection. And now we read in our text words, this shall be written for the generation to come. Then in this chapter, then we read three times the word generation or generations, and older ones we have mentioned it. Ah, when those generations are mentioned, then you are also included in those generations. But then you need to experience that but of free and sovereign grace, the work of the Lord experienced in our heart. Oh, in this solemn, it is not a strange solemn for the church, because it is the work of the Holy Spirit to make room for that but. Oh, the but of that Savior in his humiliation and in his exaltation. And now the psalmist, oh, he was given to speak of a set time that the Lord would favor Zion. We read in our canons of Dort, in the first head of doctrine, which speaks of predestination in Article 15, for those that have concern for their soul, desires for the things of the Lord for themselves and for their children, that they are called upon not to despair, but to faithfully remain under the means of grace to await for a richer seizing of the pouring out of the Holy Spirit. This shall be written for the generations to come. And boys and girls, that refers to our Bible. Of course, in the time of the psalmist, there's not clear different thoughts whether David has written this solemn, the time of persecution, or whether it was in the time of captivity, not clear. But then the psalmist at that time, then of course, boys and girls, you know it, they did not have the whole Bible, but they already had precious things. This was written for the generation to come. Ah, the Lord's perfect creation. There are many people in our day do not have the Bible. And even many that have the Bible, they believe in evolution, do not believe in the scriptures, the first chapters, do not embrace our deep fall. Oh, this was written for the generations to come, then fathers and mothers. Then you have much to tell your children. Of all that is written in the Bible, on the one hand, our deep fall, our evil hearts, our needs, but also that great wonder-doing God. Because in the context, when we read in our text that word this, then it refers especially to also the former verse, He will regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer. And that word destitute, that comes from a root word meaning to be stripped. And that is in the way of providence that the Lord teaches us how dependent we are upon the Lord for everything. All this is written for the generations to come, that we may tell our children of that God who gives prayer, who hears prayer, who answers prayer. What many and beautiful examples we have in the scripture of a people that have cried unto the Lord, those waiting souls, and whom the Lord has answered. But now when we read, this is written, this shall be written for the generations to come, then we have much more than the psalmist. It is recorded of the church, verse 18, how destitute they were, seemed like with the death of Christ, that everything has come to an end, but that the Lord will hear that he will regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer. This shall be written for the generations to come. Oh, on the day of the resurrection, then there was that destitute church. We have heard of the women. Oh, think of Mary Magdalene when she stood weeping at that empty tomb. Why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? Oh, do we not have destitute ones? Think of Peter. What a deep way. Think of those travelers to Emmaus. Think of the church that was gathered on the evening of the resurrection. Oh, has the Lord, the risen Savior, that was that but, that those are those covenant buts, because we read in our text words three times that word shall. No, it is not a perhaps. The salvation of the church that lieth so sure, and the living King, the living Savior, he is still gathering a church. This shall be written for the generations to come, the wonderful works of the Lord. But now this is written for the generations to come. What must we now do with that written word? Think our boys and girls understand it. When we have a Bible and we keep that Bible closed, when we have a Bible on our nightstand, on our night table, and we do not open that Bible, then it shall not be profitable. And therefore the solemn obligation, this shall be written for the generations to come. Many texts in the Bible, they point to it, the command, the duty and the obligation for the generations before. Only think of Psalm 78, the verses 4 through 7, that the coming generation may not forget God, but that they may set their hope upon God. In Judges 2, verse 10, we read a solemn text, that there arose an other generation which knew not the Lord nor the works which he had done for Israel. And that was because fathers and mothers did not instruct their children. No, we cannot convert our children. But the Savior, the living King, he has appointed the means. I read of the church father Augustine this week, a special statement. He says we must pray to God as if everything depends upon God. But then he has added, he says we must also work as if everything depends upon our efforts. Not to misunderstand it, but I think we understand the meaning. Because the Lord has not only appointed the end, but he has also appointed the means. And now concerning that instruction, then the psalmist, then he has prayed in verse 24, I said, oh my God, take me not away in the midst of my days. Thy years are throughout all generations. In Psalm 71, that is a prayer for the elderly, a psalm for the elderly. Then it was the desire of the psalmist that he may be spared to tell those wonderful works what was written to the generation to come. And to that end, the obligations concerning that written word, we need to be instructed ourselves to search the scriptures. We are to teach our children, accompanied by unceasing prayer, loving discipline, and with an example that our children, the generations, may become jealous of. They may be given to see that is real. A genuine concern, a profound respect for what was written for the generations to come. We read of the Pharisees when Jesus has pronounced his woes. In Matthew 23, verse 2, they say, but they do not. Thus, what an important place that each generation has. We read of King Jeroboam. Very profound things in the scripture. 17 times during his reign, and in the kings of Israel that have followed, then we read 17 times Jeroboam, who made Israel to sin, O fathers and mothers. May that never have to be said of you. And then 12, in 12 of those verses, then Jeroboam is specifically mentioned as the son of Nebat. Our last thought, the resulting praise by the generation to come. Because we read in our text, and the people which shall be created shall praise the Lord. Has its foundation in heaven, in eternity, because we read in verse 19, for he hath looked down from the height of a sanctuary, from heaven did the Lord behold the earth. In verse 20 we read of an urgency to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to loose those that are appointed to death. And in verse 21, to declare the name of the Lord in Zion and his praise in Jerusalem. Then we read of Zion different times in this chapter with a profound concern that is necessary for the whole congregation, that we have concern for God's house, for God's cause of Forest Church. And now we read in our text words, this shall be written for the generation to come. And then it speaks of the people which shall be created. Your little child is also a creation of God, a wonderful creation, that we may be given to behold the handiwork of God. And the psalmist in Psalm 139, verse 14, has said, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. And now that people that shall be created, each and every one has a soul that needs to be saved by the work of a triune God. And now our text, what a rich text. This shall be written for the generation to come. And that is all the inspired word of God, as we read in 2 Timothy 3, verse 16, that the Lord has caused it to be written for the generations to come, that they may be instructed, that they may be given to behold the wonderful works of the Lord in the way of providence, but more so in the way of grace, and that it is for a special purpose, which is declared in our text, a people that shall be created, and that they shall praise the Lord. And that word praise, that means to boast, to make to shine, to celebrate. What is the necessary congregation? The work of the Holy Spirit. The love shed abroad in our heart for the Lord and everything that pertains thereto. And then it becomes our desire that the Lord may be praised by us and by our children. And when the Lord works, then it shall be seen. Then it becomes evident in our life. I read in Romans 8, verse 29, of that church that become conformable to the image of Christ. And then we read in this solemn that word when, two times. The first time in verse 16, at least at the beginning of a verse, when the Lord shall build up Zion, he shall appear in his glory. And in verse 22, when the people are gathered together and the kingdoms to serve the Lord. Just do you hear, congregation? It is in the context of Zion, in the context of the external administration of the covenant of grace. It is in the context when the congregation may gather together in the house of God. Does not mean that the Lord does not use his word in the family circles and in our Christian school. But we read in Hebrews 10, verse 22, not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. Thus, in the context of the people gathering together under the administration of the word, the sacrament, singing, and also the administration of the sacraments, where the Lord shall bless in a special way his institutions, and where the praise of the Lord may rise up that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost may be praised. This shall be written for the generations to come and the people which shall be created shall praise the Lord. Congregation, may that be encouragement. The Lord is still gathering the church. And there is still room in the sheepfold for us and our children. But the written word that also speaks of our calling, our duty, our responsibility, that we are called to seek the Lord earnestly, accompanied with prayer, and what a terrible thing it is. Oh, that covenant of grace that lieth so sure in the work of a triune God, the electing love of the Father, the redeeming love of the Son, and the application of the Holy Spirit. But we need to be included in our text. Oh, may we have a little beginning of that praise. Does that become our desire, our vehement longing? Oh, it is true. The Lord has a people upon the earth also concerning that gratitude and that thanksgiving. The place of the publican, Luke 18, verse 13, smiting upon their breast, God be merciful to me, a sinner, O people of God. What shall it be at the end when that praise shall be perfection, when the flesh may be laid in the grave, and when we may join all the generations to cast the crown at the foot of the Lamb, that he may be praised forever. Then at the end of this solemn, then by renewal, but thou art the same, and the year shall have no end. The children of thy servants shall continue, and their seed shall be established before thee, parents. May that be your portion. Amen. Let us close. Lord, we have heard of that wonderful but that is so deep and so profound. That is that one-sided but, notwithstanding all our sins and notwithstanding all the evil upon the world and notwithstanding all the temptations and the roaring of the devil, then thou shalt continue that work, and may it be fulfilled in a richer measure amongst us and our dear children. Then by renewal we commend these fathers and mothers unto thee, when they may return to their dwellings with their little ones, with thy thrice holy name upon their little foreheads, the seal and the sign of the covenant. Lord, watch over us in this day. Remember the congregation in this evening hour. Wilt thou help and remember the brother elder? Remember us when we hope to go to a sister congregation. Grant a prayer for one another. Pardon us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 49, the three stanzas, the ends of all the earth shall hear and turn unto the Lord in fear. And what follows? The consistory wishes to announce the following, the Lord willing. There will be a midweek service on Thursday evening at 7:30 p.m. Psalter 49, the three stanzas.
Thank you.
receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.